I am Miss Community Clovia, and a no vote from you is a yes vote for the candidate you don't want in office. Well, joining me today is Jim Messina. In 2008, he worked as chief of staff on President Obama's presidential campaign. After Obama's victory, Messina was deputy chief of staff in the White House. In January 2011, he assumed the post of campaign manager of Obama's 2012 election efforts. Jim Messina, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
How you been?
Oh, absolutely great. We are building a campaign that is going to win in November. We were really excited to have the president and first lady in Richmond a couple weeks ago, and we are fired up and ready to go.
This is a huge presidential election, and in some instances, it's getting really nasty. Let's talk about potential presidential nominee Mitt Romney's economics for all Americans.
Well, Colby, if you look at it, you know, Governor Romney, when he was governor of Massachusetts, Massachusetts was 47th out of 50 states in job creation. He left his state with over $1 billion deficit, and private sector job growth was very small, as I said, 47th in the country, while Massachusetts government jobs grew at 6 times the rate. So if you look at his record, which is, you know, what we should do to both candidates, you see that, you know, the record just doesn't stand up to his rhetoric.
So where, okay, in Romney economics, where do the middle class fit into this picture?
Well, that's the real question. So the millionaires get an average of $250,000 tax breaks, and the middle class will actually see their taxes and fees go up under the Romney plan. And that's just not what the country needs.
During Romney's tenure as governor, and of course, I've received the memo from David Axelrod. He says that during his tenure, Massachusetts' economic performances was one of the worst in the country, as you just mentioned, on all key labor market measures.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, again, go look at the record, and the record's very clear. When Governor Romney was governor of Massachusetts, under every key metric, you know, Massachusetts did worse than the national average. And, you know, we all know we need to do better. And his plan will do nothing but give tax breaks to millionaires and will do nothing to create jobs. And that's not the kind of policies we need. What we need is what the president has brought to us. Under President Obama's leadership, we've had 26 months of job growth. We are beginning to, you know, improve our education system that we all know we so desperately need to do, and create the kind of jobs we know we need. And that's what we need as president.
So, Jim Messina, should we shrink government as Mitt Romney wants to do?
Well, look, you know, the record is very clear. When Governor Romney was governor, you know, government increased 6 times the rate of private sector job growth. We expanded the deficit in Massachusetts under Governor Romney, and job growth was 47 out of 50. That's not what we need for this country.
Did Romney tax cuts help the American people, as in the middle class, or just millionaires?
No, that's exactly the record. The record is that millionaires got more tax cuts, and the average middle-class voter in Massachusetts, you know, paid more. And, you know, folks out there who are working hard and trying to get by and raise their kids know that they don't need to pay more taxes. And under President Obama, we've had 18 tax cuts for small businesses. That's how you create jobs. And under Governor Romney, the middle class paid more.
Let's do a recap. The national economy began to grow in November 2001 and created jobs in July 2003. But the recovery was slower in Massachusetts. Under Governor Romney, the Massachusetts economy was not at the top or even in the middle, but close to the bottom of the states. You mentioned earlier from 47th to 50th in job creation and manufacturing jobs that declined twice the national average.
That's exactly right, Chloe. Twice the national average, 47th out of 50. You know, that's not the record we need.
So where is all of his riches coming from when we're talking about the private sector?
Well, look, Governor Romney is a very successful businessman, and, you know, and we're, this is America. We want people to be successful, and we got no problem with it. The question is, you know, whether his experience as a business guy is the kind of experience we need in the White House. And if you look at the record, it's really troubling. Offshoring jobs to India, you know, creating very few jobs, you know, that's not the kind of record we need.
What kind of experience do we need to continue our nation to move forward?
Well, look, what we need is President Obama. You know, we've had 26 months of private sector job growth, continue to grow this economy and make the tough choices we need as President of the United States. And that's the record we need. And, you know, that's a record I'm very confident that, you know, voters will vote for in November. And look, let's be very clear. Virginia is one of the top swing states in this election. Mm-hmm. If President Obama wins Virginia, he is likely going to be president again. And so everyone's got to get out there to vote, you know, and make sure that Virginia carries for Barack Obama.
And we have to stress that again. If you're not a registered voter, but you're eligible, you need to get registered to vote. President Barack Obama will not win the Commonwealth of Virginia if you say, that person's got it, that person's got it, and I don't need to vote. Right, Jim?
Boy, that's exactly right. You couldn't be any more right. You know, every single person, this election's going to be way closer than last time, and we need every single voter we can get in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that means everyone who's listening has got to get out there, get registered, and make sure they vote. You know, change doesn't happen because someone else does it. Change happens because you do it. And we've got to make sure that we win Virginia. And that means every single person listening to this show has got to get registered.
President Barack Obama is ready for a second term, and you know that firsthand.
Absolutely. We are looking forward to it. You know, he and the First Lady had a great visit to Richmond, and First Lady's going to do another campaign appearance very soon in Virginia. You know, she's on the road a lot. She's fired up, too, and we are ready to go.
All right. Jim Messina, thank you so much.
Colby, thank you so much. Take care, and I'll talk to everyone soon.